probably self-understood what we should speak now. As Hashem, this Motzei Shabbos, it's going to be the first day of Hanukkah. Actually, as much we have to understand the Yom Tov of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all the Ma'adim which Hashem gave us, we have to understand the meaning and the what the Vots Ma'adim is doing for us. How much more do we have to understand the two Ma'adim of Hanukkah and Purim, which was made by the Chachomim, as we say the Brocha, which we don't say the Brocha in Pesach, and not in Shavuos, and not in Sukkos, only in Hanukkah and Purim, she'osu nisim l'avoseinu b'yomim ahem b'zman hazeh. If Hashem is lighting the candle Hanukkah night, same thing Purim, we include the Megillah, she'osu we thank Hashem you made miracles in those days, in the time of Hanukkah, Purim, the Homon, in the Yovan, Yomem, Ubizman Azeh, and those Nisim which you made those days, by the Chazal, Kavul Doiras, they made it that this is not a one-time Ness, like many Nisim was in Klal Yisrael, Sancheire, Bechulu, Bechulu. There was many, many Nisim in history with Klal Yisrael, which wasn't established for the future. But the Nes Chanukah and the Nes Purim, we grab that Nes, but we put it away, that Nes that should accompany us till the end of the days. Yom HaHem B'Zman HaZeh. So now when we're going to read, say the Brocha and Toshi and Ayin Zayin, this year, you have to see what was the message and the miracle which happened 2,000 years ago, which is repeated today. I have to identify myself exactly how do I benefit from that miracle. You have to see our situation today is not equal to the situation as was then. The same thing is with Haman. If you may say, and you don't have to accept what I'm going to say now, but I'm speaking from my personal experience, I am not that old, but not that young. I experienced the highest time of the Misyavnim, the way they try to annihilate us and to destroy us in the concept of the Yovan, and also experience the way they started to liquidate and to annihilate us in the time of Haman, which is, I would say, Nazism in communism, and also the scholar movement, and Zionism, secular Zionism, all the isms represent, which was the culture of Yovan, Chochma Chitzoinis, external wisdom, giving us self-value, self-existence, and self-purpose of existence, we, which came through with all this highlight of all the idealism. Was it socialism, of course, that we dominate the world, communism, the scholar movement, and also, let's be honest, secular Zionism. We're going to make Mashiach, we're going to take things in our own hand, we're going to accomplish our purpose. We're not going to wait until Hashem has made miracles and sending Mashiach riding over a donkey. We're going to make our own army, we're going to have everything. That's a Yovan. And that is very appealing, tempting. And unfortunately, it affected Klal Yisrael in the time of the original time. We had a Beis Hamikdash, we had Eretz Yisrael, and the clip of Yovan actually ruled over us for 180 years while we had the Beis Hamikdash, while we were in Eretz Yisrael, while we had the Shiori Knesset HaGdoyle with us, and dominated, and to the point that we have been affected, and we became Misyavnim. There were other cultures tried to destroy us, Bovel, Modai, Edoim. We never became Bisbavlim. We never become Bis. But Misyavnim means, to say it in simple language, we became Americanized. We were Jews, religious Jews, having a Beis HaMikdash, having a Kohen, but with the culture of Misyavnim. You have to understand that Chochmas Chitzoinis is an external wisdom. It's a wisdom, it's something which gives us value and purpose of living and purpose of fighting, purpose of really, what we're denying, the pnimius, he's saying, if we deny the pnimius part, the Master Shem will explain. All of these things, L'choyre Yovan, in our time, that to mislead us today, give up your pnimius and live the chitzonis that you understand, that you have control, L'choyre are all bankrupt. Where is communism? Where is socialism? Where is Zionism? We have everything. I mean, they got everything what they were dreaming of. Conquering Eretz Yisrael, Shtachim, military and everything. Where are we? Not only where we are. Where is communism? Where is socialism? Where is capitalism? Having a Trump, president of capitalism. Do you need a better example that you're all bankrupt? It's all mishuga. It's all crazy. It's all unpredictable. Same thing what's going on here. The state of Israel, what's going on, all the elections, all the things, the coalitions, they're out. You have everything and you have nothing. In other words, Hashem is leading us to the point, okay, you thought you have something, you take control, we will do it, and you have everything, and you're strong, in a strong army, and whatever you do, and the bottom, you have nothing. You're still waiting on a Kodesh Baruch, because we all know in the hands of Deus. Today, Yishmoel. In other words, the biggest bankruptcy of communism was when they got everything, they dominated the world and they fell apart without a bullet. And same thing now, American capitalism, you know, comes crazy and becomes present and nobody understands, but there are how. Shem Shem that you have nothing. I'm running the world, not you. All the isms which affected us and we went along with them, and yes, we have it's a mikdash, we have everything, but Tzvi, Chitzayni. That is the symbol of Chanukah. Unfortunately, we went through Choman, Lahashmi, Lahad, Gavikum. I'm a Holocaust survivor. We saw that too. The Torah didn't give us a chance. Yovan didn't expel us from Israel. Yovan didn't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. He let us do everything, but with my culture, Mishyavnim. But Hitler, you're liquidating us fully. No chokmah chitzonis, no pnim, it's nothing, you don't exist bechlal. Total denial of our existence. You're not human bechlal, you're subhuman. You have no rights to live. Baruch Hashem experienced that too. That's Purim. Now those are the two main enemies which try to disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish. And Biyomim Ahem, Hashem showed the way a handful of Chashmonoim, 13, the sons of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they made the revolution, and they overpowered them. Something very miraculous. It happened. Yovam, it is all greatness and it's all success that actually captivated Am Yisrael, became Yisyavnim, came a handful of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim adoes kesoyrosecho. Made a revolution, and we got rid of them. We came back where we're supposed to be. Same thing, Baruch Hashem, we witnessed. After the Holocaust, who thought? Who'd ever thought that we're gonna be where we are today? So much Torah, so much Chesed, so much Klalis in the whole world rebuilt from where? From ashes. I remember after the Holocaust, who were we, what were we? It was a handful of Gedolim, a handful of Tzaddikim, a handful. Just like the Chashmonoim. Rabban Kotov Zechon Bruch Abil Bek Toir in Eretz Yisrael, in Satmaruch, against Zionism, in everyone, in these whole groups, in Baruch Hashem, there's a cloud is so back. But where are we today? We had seen the destruction of Yovan, of all the idealism, bankrupted, and they have nothing. They have no control. You could, every democracy, freedom, you could do whatever you want. And we had seen the total destruction class, so had we thought, the Klalisov, which Shalter, Mesamna, all the great leaders, Kilis Yisrael, 6 million Jews, for the best of the finest, turned into ashes, and a handful of tzaddikim rebuilt us, and we have such a great, beautiful, vibrant Torah all around the world. Yomim Mehem, as we look at what happened then, 2,000 years ago, Bizman Azev, it's happening today, but where are we today? Where are we going? What are we looking forward? What is the message for us today in the Chanukah? What's the message after the Purim?
Why is that in two? Why is that divided in two ways to try to destroy us ideologically or physically? Yovan was ideologically destroy us, physically remain, have your state, have your Beis Hamikdash, but with the concept of Yovan, and physically, why is it divided in physical incomes? Just to bring up on a lead to a certain point, we all know the concept there's such a two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. What is the difference? We need the redemption, and Mashiach is eventually going to redeem us. Why this has to be divided in two? And we have a bechira which way it should have gone. We wished and hoped, preferable way should be Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef means that we grow in Asay Toif, we grow in Torah, we grow and grow until we make it. Until we make it, let me show. Asay Toif, Yosef Atzadik. Yes, his king, as this expires, his king, he's in Mitzrayim, he's down the lowest, and the world becomes king over Mitzrayim, and he rules over the world, and he could go off the derech totally, and remains Yosef HaTzadik. We hoped that we're going to make Mashiach by growing and growing, going up and up and up on a ladder from below, until we make it to the top. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. We grow through Asay Toif. Unfortunately, we lost it. We wished we would have had it. Zochu Achashenu. That's me, Mashiach ben Yosef. Loizach is be'itoy. Mashiach will have to come. It will come, unfortunately, of Mashiach ben David, the opposite Mashiach ben Yosef. The whole great Mashiach ben David is symbolized only Roichav al Chamor, a poor man riding over a donkey. To give it in, to explain it in the concept of the Maral, we're going to be poor. Poor means only bedas, only besechel, only be mitzvahs. The truth of the matter, as much story we have, we're very far away from what we should have been. Unfortunately, we're very far away understanding the depth of Torah that we should be, Kedusha and Tahara, as it should be. We're very much detached of the real, original pnimius of Klal Yisrael. From a statement of my Rebbe, which I heard 63 years ago, in Mechul Dov Weissman, Zichat Tzadik Libroche. He said it 10 years after the Holocaust. And he said, what we went through the past 20 years, prior Holocaust, Holocaust, and after Holocaust, but we went through, these 20 years created a par, means a detachment, a gap. These 20 years created a gap. Mitzel Leume will show in Rabbis in his language, first, in normale Zeiten, in normal times, to create such a gap would have had to take from 500 to 1,000 years. You know what he's talking. I didn't understand that time what that means. That means to say, the Holocaust made us a detachment of the past, like 500 years ago. What was Torah 500 years? The Pnimis HaTorah, the Kedusha, Kabbalah, Ariya Kodesh, 1,000 years ago. I mean, we got totally detached. We don't see it because we don't even have any reason to, because we don't even know what it is. We're totally detached. Usually there's a time of evolution. I say, I know my father, my grandfather. Okay, I know my great-grandfather. I'm distant away. Fine. But look at your grandfather 500,000 years ago. Who are we? Where are we? In Tchias Emes, we're all going to get up. We're not going to recognize them. They're not going to recognize us. We wouldn't have the same language. We're going to learn the same Gemara, the same mitzvahs, the same everything. But nothing in common. Like, you can't imagine what we had in Beis Hamikdash. It can become what it was. As the Vilna Gaon says, you have no way to understand what the simplest Jews streets, walking in the streets of Yerushalayim, the time for the first bites. First Beis Hamikdash. The time for the first bites, then this is every day. 1,200,000 Nevi'im around us. Unbelievable. It was unbelievable times. A simple Jew. We have no imagination. Like an other planet. Other planet. By Shane is already closer to us, but not as much as by Srisha. Means the Holocaust made it together that we have no idea what was 500,000 years ago. We started from scrap. Baruch Hashem coming up and up. I said, much we are up. With all the yeshivas, with everything which we have. Forget it. It's all in chitzonius, in pnimius, to understand who are we, what are we. So, has Mashiach come? The Oni, be a poor man. We have no imagination what to... You're waiting for me. What are you waiting for? A man has to wait something which he had and he lost it. Which he had and he lost it, could wait for. Right after the Holocaust, the great righteous people, the tzaddikim, they knew exactly how it looked 20 years ago. And they waited. How could I replace it? We don't even know what to wait for. A poor man never said $1,000 in his life. He's not dreaming of millions. A businessman who owned millions of dollars and he lost everything, he's dreaming to get back his millions. So mitzvah letzapas lechakas lemashiach, waiting for Mashiach. What are you waiting for? We don't know what to wait for. We never smelled it. We never tasted it. We never had anything of that. So what are you waiting for? So we poor man. A poor man is begging. You don't know what to expect, what you're going to get. You're not waiting, you're not crying for something that you're missing. We don't even know what to miss. We're very satisfied having nice breakfast, dinners, canisim, fine, good, but we don't know what to miss. This means only, we are poor people. We don't even know what to wait. And on top of it, Reuchev al Chamor, he's riding over a donkey. He says, the moral, the donkey Chamor symbolizes materialism. Not only we poor in Ruchnias, we don't even know what to wait or what to cry for, but on the top of it, we're riding and sitting over the whole materialistic world. We don't miss anything what the world has to offer. A Jew is better off than any goy. You have more materialism than any goy. Any new thing, any new invention, who's the first client? Who's the first one grabs it? The Jews. So how do you know what to wait for Mashiach? What are you crying for on Mashiach? We want Mashiach. And that Mashiach is going to come. But if you're going to be just, you're going to be in shock. We never waited for him. I have everything. Imagine Mashiach comes, all of a sudden there's no technology. Finish. Nothing. We're going to go crazy. We're all addicted to it. You can't live without it. We're all in that little box. Everyone. The Arab and the Truma and the this and this and this. We're all in that time. Grabbed our mind just to erase us everything. Mashiach comes and the world is blank. You have to go back to the desert like Bedouins and taking Torah. We're going to be blacked out. So what are you waiting for Mashiach? It's a big honor. And that is Purim. Hanukkah is Mashiach ben Yosef. The Hashmonoim hoped we're going to bring Mashiach, we're going to start fighting for Ruchnius and spirituality. We're going to be Moisei Nefesh. We're going to sacrifice our physical life. I don't care. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Avraham Avinu was the first one who did it. He went to Kivshanesh, went to die. We have to make Mashiach ben Yosef. We have to reach Kedusha, holiness. Yes, we have a Beis HaMikdash, but unfortunately for 180 years, we became cultivated with Misyavni, with concept of Yovan. And we have to destroy it. We have to go back. We knew where to go back. We're not totally aniyim. We're not poor. We know what we want. We know we got cooled off. It got a flavor of a goy. But we have a Beis HaMikdash. We have a korban. We know what Torah is. So they made a revolution and we won. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Unfortunately, we missed it. Obviously, the way it was, it's a long subject to discuss it. Who are we now? We are in a situation as exactly after the Holocaust. How did it look? We thought we all lost. Physically, intellectually, spiritually. But not we lost our identity. We can't go home. Communism took over the whole thing. And then the whole thing, the State of Israel, became the Holocaust for all the area. Sephardic Jews. 70 years ago, there was such a thing as Sephardic Jew not believing in Hashem. Chal Shabbos, very rare. No, it took 5 years until a third of Klal Yisrael was liquidated physically by Hitler, and it didn't take 5 years after the establishment of Medinas Israel. They liquidated more than a third of the Sephardic Jews. They uprooted them from all the places, from Baghdad, Tunis, and wherever, Casablanca, where they brought them up here. It took less than 5 years, then the Neshamas were totally burned down and became all secularized. Baruch Hashem now is done, come back with Tshuva movement. It happened in our time. It wasn't history. It happened in our time. That's us. We're helping the Hari, the Abbas, going to kill it, liquidating the Jews. As far as the Jews are liquidated, they went through the spiritual Holocaust, we went through the physical Holocaust and the spiritual Holocaust. And now we're here after 70 years, Baruch Hashem, 75 years, and we're looking at ourselves, who are we? I cannot celebrate Hanukkah fully to be expect to be Chashmonoim, because we don't have it. We don't even know what it is. We are only Roichav B'Mashiach Ben David. Only Roichav. We have to identify it. We are poor man. We don't even know what to wait. It's beyond us. But we know Mashiach has to come. And top of it, Roichav Al Chamor. I'm standing, riding over the donkey of the materialism. And I'm not missing it. Materialistically, we're not missing it. You're only missing Mashiach Lil if you have a little trouble. Well, everything is accessible, everything is available. And if you are in pain, you have it to run and become all addicted. Like you take somebody who lives on painkillers, eventually gets addicted on chemicals, on drugs. Or you have pain, you can't bear what you're going through, start drinking, become an alcoholic, a bad alcoholic, you run away. And if you have conscious pain, which we have today, the biggest pain in a person is his guilt of conscience. Because this is the Tzelem Elokim, the Shom HaShem B'moichi. The Shom Meleim Chadot is Kol Yomeyem. A Rosh goes through, he knows it, but he's always guilty. Always guilty. We know the psychologists say, a man who ever killed a person, could be a mafianik, it haunts him. It haunts him. You kill the person. He did it. He will kill another one. But he can never forget it. I'm sorry to share it to a person when I was a youngster. I killed a cat. I did it. Master Yaldas, I killed a cat. I stole him water, killed the cat. I remember the cat drowned in water. Till today it haunts me. I can't forgive myself. Guilt is a, only man have a guilt. That's a Tzelem Elokim. You did something that you violated, your gift of godness which you have in you, you could never forgive yourself. Haunts you. It's a very big pain. Today, Amalek helps us to get rid of it. Technology. You run away. You're going to world of fantasy, and start moving, whatever, and you're in. Why you in? I don't want to be there. I want to run away from myself. So I don't have to take drugs, I don't have to take alcohol. I just drug my brain, and it's very comfortable. Okay, then I'm in. I'm a fantasy world. I got rid of my pain. And eventually, you can't even get out. Just alcoholic. That's what we are today. Only Reuchabach, you're riding all the materialism. You know what? You're waiting for Mashiach. Mashiach will come, we're going to be big in trouble. Imagine, you will need, whole class have to go into Ritorno and go through counsel to get detached, to get to rehab, to get off of the, in order to appreciate Mashiach has to tell to us. So we have these two concepts. Forget that we're not going to be today Chashmonoim as much as we try, but we have to understand how we can say what was there and how can I replace the miracle of the Chashmonoim to the miracle of Mordechai the Esther, to willing to die, the Hashmon the Havig Rabbah, the Kol Yehudim, and Mordechai says, Mereich Knoises can get together and let's pray to Kodesh Baruch, you must help us, we cannot do it our own. I cannot do what Chashmonoim did. We're beyond it. I don't know what it is. We're totally in a different camp. Totally a different camp. So let's understand what does mean Chochma Chitzoinis, Yovan, to bring it down to our level. To bring it to our level. The whole concept of existence of Hashem created the world, chose us as a nation, gave us a Torah, gave us a mitzvah. Is it understandable? One of the 13 principles is Shu'ena Guf, but the Sigma Sigma Guf, Elohim Dimyan Klap. Hashem is not a body, it's not a matter, it cannot be explained, it cannot be fantasized, it cannot be, there's nothing could be compared to understand it. It means he is an unconditional existence. Unconditional. Everything which you want to give it a condition, it's not him. There's no such a thing. Motsu, as the Rambam calls it, you saw there's a mirror, Leida, Velahamid, Shu, Yesha, Motsu, there exists an existence. And that existence is unexplainable, unimaginable, unthink. We could understand it. That's what we can understand. We talk about Hashem, the essence of Hashem. He's there, unconditional. I can never understand him. Don't try to understand him and explain him. He's there. But it goes further. Not only he is unconditional, whatever he says you to do is unconditional. Putting on tefillin is unconditional. Mitzvah is unconditional. Everything what you do is unconditional. But you do find reasons. Tam ha-mitzvah, you have the chinuch. every mitzvah, every so-and-so, and we also, the Ramchal, the Erech Hashem, brings the Riyakos, Baal Shem created the world. Why? It's a very condition. Let's call it, every condition which you understand is absolute shalom lishma. That's not the truth. It's a bringing you to point. Everything unconditional is lishma. I'm doing a mitzvah because Hashem told me to do. Why? I don't know it. I don't understand it. I will never know it. I'm doing it just because Hashem told me to do. That is lishma. Hashem exists. I don't know why, who made him, what did him. And Hashem tells me, I want you to put on tefillin. And I'm listening to you because you told. I don't understand why. No schar, no oynish. That is called unconditioned. That's called lishma. Actually, we express it in every bracha. We will make a mitzvah. Hashem kiddushonu, the word kiddusha, Hashem is kodosh. Kodoshim to you. Ki kodosh ani. What is Hashem? I don't know. But I know he's holy. And he says, you become holy. How? Just do because I tell you to do without any reason. Don't expect any return. You become kodosh like me. You notify yourself. You say every time you make any mitzvah, Hashem kiddushonu. We thank for sharp me with your commandment, but Sivona, you commanded me. You're not feeling. So I took reason in the Shabbat, the Smoichis, Libi, Pedis, and Pedet, and Schar, and Oynesh. There's a whole beautiful write ups about every mitzvah where it brings you what it does, all conditional. True? That's Shalom Lishma. But we need the Shalom Lishma in order to get there. Avraham Avinu was the only one originated the concept he's looking for the truth because it's truth, not because for any reason. The Rambam says in Hichos Tshuva, Perikyu, Talochabes, Kolo Oise, Mitzvah Hashem, Machmat Shu Emes. He does what Hashem because it's the truth. Hashem Alokechem Emes. Hashem is the absolute truth. Benosan Toiras Emes. Emes is Hashem himself. The truth is not a reason. The truth is a reality without any reason. 2 and 2 is 4, not because. It's reality. You can never wait for that. Hashem is the truth. It's not reasons. And gave us a Torah which is the truth, not Torah Semes. That is, so then I'm call anyone who serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Machmat Shu Emes, because this is the truth. Lo Yirasa Oynesh, not because he's afraid he's going to get punished. Lo Kibbol Eschah, not to get rewarded. Elo Oyseh Emes, Machmat Shu Emes. He does the truth because this is the truth. Nikach sivani aboide. So the Rambam, har is a madrege gedoyle ad meoid. It's a very big madrege. Bezeh madrege Avraham Avinu. That was Avraham Avinu. Shnei Avraham Ohavi, Avraham who I love. Because he was the one, the first one, who accepted but Hashem without any condition. Asur Nisad sacrificed his son was to keep Shneish. There was very, very, very great big people before Avraham Avinu, much greater than Avraham Avinu. First, Noach Tzadik. Tzadik to the Reisov. But he wasn't unconditional. He was conditional. He got it from his father, finally. He got it from the Mauritian. The Mauritian was a conditional person. The first man came into existence, opened up his eyes, he knew the Kora Torikulo, he saw the whole history, he saw from beginning to the end, Hashem says, I am the one who created you, and I created you in an orderly sonic, you're going to enjoy, you're enjoying the world. There was nothing which he did not know. So he got everything in a golden platter. Adam became as perfect as we all going to be, went to Hashem after Tkiyas HaMeisim, but was all conditioned. He got everything on a golden platter. And therefore he lost it. Therefore he gave it up. And that condition which he got went down, 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 down. And the lesson was Noach Tzadik in Shem, who had the nice, beautiful condition of Tzadikim. They got it hand bent down for other magician. But Noach in Shem, until Avraham Avinu was a gap. Avraham Avinu came into the existence, Ben Terach, over the Voidezora. What does it mean, Voidezora, in our time? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Because I understand and I want it, because I want it, not because unconditional. Anything which I do because it's conditioned, I want it, I enjoy, that's avodah zarah. You're not serving Hashem, you're using Hashem to you. And it's okay. You have to start with that, because we can't start. I'm not Avraham Avinu. But I have to know, every conditional practice that you practice, do it. Order to get in, to get a taste, and start climbing. But eventually, you have to come to the point, tachlis hayadi, everything you understand, you do it, shkidish loydeach, coming to lishmon. We have to start. We're simple people. But we have to know we're doing it in order to eventually, I'm serving Hashem and not myself. Eventually Hashem will test me, will take everything away from me, will pull the rug away from me, and all of a sudden all my condition, which I did and I climbed, gonna fall apart. Oh, now you start serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Halacha says as follows. Anyone who serves Hashem because Hashem told it, because it's emes, not because he's afraid of punishment, not because of reward. It's a very big level. Not every person could get there. Don't think that you could jump there. No way can you get there. That's the first one who did it. Totally unconditioned from beginning to the up. Because he found himself, not according to me, he found in the bottom of the bottom, Ben Terach, worshiping avoid the Zohar, everything is me. And he was he realized there's no such a thing serving Hashem because I understand, because I want. If you exist, Hashem doesn't exist. You have to nullify yourself totally. And offer the effort. He was the only one who from below went al lishma. But that's a big madrega. Not every chokhm is zeicheleze. Then continues the same Rambam. And that's what Moshe commands me today. Unconditionally. Total contradiction in the same paragraph. As the Brisker of. Here, as Rambam says, we learn in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu introduced us a Kodesh Baruch Hu fully conditionally. Whole Torah's Moshe is conditional. Whole Torah's Moshe is Shloi Lishmo. In Torah's Moshe, you're not going to find Tzadik Veralo, Edusha Vetoilo. Moshe didn't understand it. We were down in the dumps in Mitzrayim. Goy Bekerev Goy. Totally assimilated. No connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, I'm going to take your children, I'm going to give them to you, I'm going to choose them as a nation. And Moshe said, Hemelami, they're not going to believe me. Look who they are. Now, so Hashem said, okay, go there, you're going to give proof. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes. And what is work? He's working a whole year, condition. Come out, it pays for you, Hashem is running the world, not them. He gives makas for the Mitzrayim. I think I said it to you once. In order to convince us to want to come to accept Torah, to become the Am HaNivchon, Moshe Rabbeinu made 10 seminars over there. Seminar Dam, Seminar Sefadeya, Seminar Kinim, every month a seminar, 3 weeks registration. Until he convinced 20%, okay, I'm willing to leave. 80% no, he didn't convince. You're not going to believe. So the whole class was built on condition. It was all conditional. All conditional. So what happened then? We got the Torah, all the promises came through, and we see Mamat Har Sinai. He's standing there, and Hashem speaks to everyone, Anoich Hashem Elokecho Asher Tzicho, you my child that took you out, you when the world was created. We all became overrishim before the Chet. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his conditions, tempting us, brought us to a level where all the Marishim was before he sinned. Because he started the letter from below, all conditions, climbing, nochamaka, until we reached the peak, and there we say, Hashem says to me, I am the God who took you out from Mitzrayim. I created the world for you. Speak to me. Enoch Hashem Elokecha, Nish Hashem Elokechem. Individual. She reached me to the highest pedestal from below, all the way climbing, and I got it. What happened after that? What happened to Odom Marishan? Odom Marishan also got it. But he never climbed. He got it because he opened up his eye. He was there on the top of the ladder. What happened? He dropped it. Every choice, I don't want it. He went down, until total went. Avraham Avinu was flat down on the below. Avraham started, he accepted that unconditionally. We were also there. In Mitzrayim, nothing like Avraham Avinu. And he brought us up to Mamat Har Sinai. What happened 40 days later? Moshe doesn't come. Moshe held us on the top of the ladder. We collapsed again, made Egel Azov, and for 40 years we were in the Midbar, in the desert. and with all kinds of stupid things. So in this I was saying, I'm a midwar, with Meragli, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisroel, we don't want to meet Amanifcha. Now, so now it's Mitzrayim, I want to go back to Mitzrayim. Too bad I left, too bad I'm a Jewish, I wish I would never be born Jewish, who needs the whole stuff? You were in the top of the ladder, Mamat Har Sinai. Other Mitzvah was also top of the ladder, but it never worked. We never worked, we were all Shaloi Dishma. Moshe Benu groomed us, bribed us, and 80% really didn't want. Okay, we did want. We fell. What's happening? It is Shaloi Lishma Deus. Zog the Brisker of a contradiction. The Rama says a very big madrigal to serve Hashem only because it's true, unconditionally, and not to resort to that, and that's the madrigal of Avraham Avinu. Moshe Benu comes now, my Torah, serve unconditional. How come Moshe? And the Eretz is as follows. To be Avraham Avinu, he can't. Avraham Avinu didn't have the Moshe behind him. Avraham Avinu was a self-made man from the beginning. Nobody introduced Hashem. He himself was searching for the truth. That was one Avraham Avinu. We have Moshe Benu behind us. We have history behind us. How could Hashem tell me become Chashmonoim? One man make a revolution. Kill yourself. Against this Avnim. Have history. Show yourselves. Yomi Mehem. Why can't you do this man as a? Why can't you be Motchat Tzadik and to rebuild whole Yiddishkeit after the Holocaust? Yomi Mehem. We were there. Last man called me Hudim. And we had to rebuild everything. We have Moshe Rabbeinu behind us. We have history behind us. We have history to become two Mashiachs. If it would be Zaychukram Mashiach ben Yosef, Chashmonoyim, take all the Shaloi Lishmo, you have a Bismillah, everything, but that was all built on Shaloi Lishmo, conditions, talks to me, my Yiddishkeit, my things, my groups, whatever that is, and rise with it until you come to the top, unconditionalize it. Throw it all away, I'm doing because Hashem told me to. That we failed. That Mashiach also didn't arrive. What is now? Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is Amalek. We have two enemies. Paroi and Amalek. To capsulize the headline, what is the Paroi and what is Amalek? Both of them is avoid the Zorah. You worship somebody else, not Hashem. But who does somebody else you worship? There's two ways how to rebel against Hashem. Paroi dig or Amalek dig. What does Paroi say? Paroi is the Chochmi Yevonis. Paro says, Etz Barokim, there is a God, and there is nature. You could make deals with God. When he got to the third Micah, says, Etz Barokim. He's not denying Hashem. Okay? However, serve Hashem whatever it pays you. Make deals, make business with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shaloi Lishma. That is the Chochmei Yavonis. Chochmei Chitzoinis. Or let's bring it to the point. Every mitzvah which we do has in himself two parts. Chok in a mishpat. What is the difference in a chok? Chok means a statue, you don't understand. Mishpat is logical, beautiful, it's meaningful. Or take two sugyas in shas. Take momenes, learn choshe mishpat. Learn choshe mishpat. Chok choshmat is logical, beautiful. Roitse shiach niyasadine momenes. It's mishpat. En ledan shmasha rois, he's a dayan, he's a ruler. He uses his sense, he uses his halachas, in his logic, he brings peace, truth to the world. That is Choshe Mishpat. Then there is, learn Rama Hilchus Kotshi. Chatos, oil, everything, there's no Mishpat, you don't begin to understand anything. And they're so sensitive, the slightest little deviation, you're being killed. Slightest deviation. Mefagel v'machshove, chutz v'mekoy, chutz v'zmanoy. It's the same Torah. You have in Torah's Moshe two subjects. All mishpat, all logical. And yes, totally not logical. So you don't know what you're dealing with. We don't have a bit of English to because we totally detach from such a thing. That every slightest little deviation you're playing with your life is so far. Mashiach didn't come. Mashiach will come. V'sham navotcho. We are totally learning Torah, which is the logical Torah, the beautiful Torah, the mishpat Torah, the intellectual Torah, which you understand. That part that is how Torah. Therefore, we love to learn Torah. We love to learn Chal. We love to talk Arabic Kiva Eger, a Svore Her, a Svore Hin. Going to Kotshim, there's no Svore Spatsa ever. Everything is a Chok. But just like you know, there's mishpat, logical Torah, but you have, there's also there a chok. And I'm going to bring a beautiful thing. Chazal tell us, everyone knows, kol dain shedon din emes le'amitoy, nase shutafoy shel kulvoch mas v'reishis. You have to remember, there's no exaggeration. I said, you become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. Hashem created the world, but there's a creation today. Shemachadosh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. The Noach Tzadik have to believe Hashem created the world once, 77 years ago, and the world runs on nature. We, it's even no, Hashem runs every minute, is rejuvenating the creation. The world does not you because a minute before. That's our Muna. What? How's Hashem creating it? His partners. Who is a partner? You become a partner. How did Hashem create the world? The Torah is the blueprint of the world. You don't understand why Hashem created. You don't understand that it's all unconditional. It's all less machshuvat visubach klal. Hashem is now recreating the world. Every second, recreating the world. How? With Torah. But who is the Torah? Torah is us. So if you die in the Mishlamita, if you learn Torah, and you die and you judge your decisions in a Torah-dig way, which is totally unconditionally, just in terms of me, so you and Hashem create the world this moment. The way the world stands on Torah, there's, well, if there would be 1 second no Torah, there would be no world. It's just like you unplug, you have a machine, it's plugged into to electricity, just unplug it, everything is dead. There's a movie, everything is going beautifully, just unplug it, everything is, there's left nothing there. Hashem wants it, the Rotzen Hashem wants it, it's there. The Hashem doesn't want it, it's not there. He doesn't have to decide, it's not there. But who makes Hashem to want it? I, because I'm its partner. I have Torah. Hashem created the world with Torah, Istakul Baraisa. It's called Timu Kol Hashmanim. Yovan says, yes, there's a God, there's a nature, there's this, you could do business with him, but the world exists, come on. You're going to get reward, you get punishment. But to say you're a partner with Hashem, if you stop learning, if you don't believe in it, there's no world, you're dying. What is it dying? You're judging all the time, you're like, should I do, shouldn't do? What Hashem wants, what do I want? We're always in a decision making, what do I want, what does Hashem want from me? That's a dying. It's a call dying, should don't be an emes l'amitoy. If you rule things the truth for the truth, you become a partner. What with the dayan should judge us for the truth, but them it din emes, but not lamitoy. He gets rewarded, but the partner is not. Is there any difference? There's no difference. Let me bring it practically down. Duva v'shim eved din toira. Have a monetary dispute. You go to a dayan, and they put down the arguments clearly. Dayan hears it well. And he passes Choshe Mishpat Shulchan Aruch what Hashem wants. And he says, it's Psak, according to Choshe Mishpat, Din Emes. He's going to get rewarded of Shloshe V'Olam Oymed, of Din Emes V'Sholem. He passed in Din, Emes, and Sholem, in peace, he gets rewarded. But he's not a partner. He ruled Emes, he's not a partner. The same Din Tori comes to other Dayan, he heard the same arguments, he ruled the same ruling, and he's a partner, dinamis lamitoy. You don't see any difference. It's the same issue, the same results, the same psak, the same toire. Why is he a partner? Why is he not? What makes him emis lamitoy? He becomes a partner. Says the Bes Yosef in Choshe Mishpat. The divine has no absolute benefit, enjoyment of his psak. He doesn't know the guys. No, it doesn't know Reuven and Shimon. For him, the same people. He rules it up. If I know Reuven and Shimon, and I happen to Reuven is a ganef, and Shimon is an honest guy, and I ruled Amnesty and I saved the money for him, I'm enjoying it. The dynamic Amnesty, he doesn't enjoy at all his ruling. I'm doing it. What does it mean? If I enjoy it, I get rewarded, but I'm not a partner. If you enjoy the Shaloy Lishmo, you aren't that. Elokim nitzav adaske on Yeshem is, I'm not here. Moshe Beni introduced us to the conditional Torah, but he himself says, "Nachnumo, we are nothing. We do because Hashem told me to." As David the Melech says, "Behemoth sees him, I'm like an animal to you. I'm doing because I'm like an animal. I don't know. I don't. I do the right thing, not because I'm enjoying. I'm doing the right thing. But Hashem is emes. Now do the emes. Emes lamitoy. That's lishma. You have to give up the shaloi lishma. But we can't get there, as the Rambam says. Only lo oilem yaseg odem shaloi lishma. Moshe Rabbeinu introduced a shaloi lishma, and that's why we have been groomed. But you have to. The goal is to come to lishma. Do it unconditionally. Therefore, in every mitzvah, there's chukim and there's mishpotim. Chok is lishma. So said Hashem. Mishpotim, I understand the benefit you're working on your midas. You're enjoying it. That's just called the more mishpot you understand, the more you're enjoying it. Now, what was Yobot? That means in every mitzvah is a pnimius and a chitzonius. Chitzonius, I understand it. Give tzedok, it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, give no something to tzedok. It's a chitzonius liga mitzvah. Chitzonius liga mitzvah, give no. What is the pnimius? Kach tzivan yabal, Hashem told me to give tzedok. Come on, you give tzedok because Hashem told you to do it. Because it's a mitzvah to do it. Every guy would give tzedok. Or I will give you an example. A man came to me, a younger man, a choshev person comes to me and says, no, I have a problem. I was born with two negative natures. I'm very stingy. For me to give away a penny, I give a piece of myself. It has to be really worth it. I'm a stingy guy. Second, I'm lazy also. I'm lazy and stingy. And for me, to come to daven in shul is every shachar is a simple nightmare. I'm being bombarded with 20 schnorrers. Now, and I have to deal. What should I give him? Should I give him a shekel, a half a shekel, or a grush? You know, for me, the decision make, I'm sweating. And the bombardment, 20 times middle of davening, and I have to cash a big bill to small money. I'm confronted with a terrible nature. I'm stingy and also lazy. For me, a davening is a nightmare. I come home after lunch. I just need to air out. What should I do? Should I daven at home? I'm destroyed. So I said, how can I help you? So I said to him, you're always stingy. You're always lazy. No. If I understand, sometimes, if I make a project, I'm not stingy. And he says to tell me, what do you mean? And I'm not lazy. And he tells a story. I happen to have a neighbor, very poor people, they're having 14 children, and the first daughter became a color, there's not a penny in that house. And I told my wife, you know, we saved up $10,000. But look at it, you know, we could do a big project here. How about giving the $10,000 for them, Vachnosis Kala? You will always feel so good. I did something in my life. I took this number, this poor person, I made him count it to $10,000 and so on, I want to do something. It's against my nature, but I feel what I'm getting is that lishma, shalom lishma. It's shalom lishma. I want to feel what I'm doing. And the wife, do you agree? Okay, agree. Okay, we're going to do this mitzvah perfect. He should know that we gave it to him. He should never come to look in my face, not to owe me anything. You want to do lishma. He shouldn't even know it's come from us. And he created a whole creative mind. So he made a raffle book and sends his little child that for 2 shekel you could buy a raffle, you could win $10,000. And the person bought, and 2 weeks later says, you know, you won $10,000. Wow. So I told him, you're not lazy. You're not stingy. You did an unbelievable thing. So let's ask the Rambam how you should work with yourself. So let's ask the Rambam, I have an opportunity to do this, what you did, gewaldig, you're going to feel terribly good about yourself. Or, what should I do? The Rambam would say, cash the 10,000 out for 10,000 single dollar bills and give every schnorrer a dollar bill. Because tach zivani haboire, no son tita, give and give and give. It's murder. Every doubt you do it, it's murder. It kills me. Do you serve Hashem? Do you serve yourself? Whatever you did, it's shalai lishma. Lishma is what the Rambam tells you to do. I just want to, that's, Rambam tells you the chok, no sign tita, and I'm giving what Hashem told me to go. Also, be a mensch. That's a shalai lishma. Obviously, because he did this, he came to me, and he started to talk about lishma. We don't start working with lishma. It's a very big madrega. That was Avraham Avinu. We're not Avraham Avinu. We need Moshe Rabbeinu teaching us Shalom Lishma, but Shalom Lishma. Now, the Lishma is pnimius. That's the Neshama. I do it because Hashem told me to do. The Shalom Lishma is Kitzonius. It's okay. Comes Yovan. The philosophy Yovan is, you have a Bessam Mikdash, fine. You have Eretz Yisrael, fine. You have the Tanoim, fine. You have the Tebishimon, you have great people. But Chitzai, come on. Don't pnimius, forget about it. Hashem wants you to be, serve yourself. He cultivated us all Shaloi Lishmo. Chochmes Chitzoinis, the Chitzoinis that he gave us. Ilu Zechinu, we will take advantage of the Chochmes Chitzoinis, of the Shaloi Lishmo. But there's no, I'm climaxing in Lishmo. That's a letter for me, as Chazal tell us. That's what Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is a tzaddik, he does, it grows and grows and grows and grows, because, but the ultimate goal is Lishmo, the pnimius. David felt. David felt. What are the other things? Forget about Shalom Lishma, forget about Lishma. Comes Amalek. Paro is, the way the Zohar of Paro is, you do it, you feel it, you understand it, you became great with it, you're going to feel good about it. He cultivates your Shalom Lishma. But he said, there's no such a thing as Lishma. He denies the pnimis. Religion is to make a good person, to be you do this and this and that. But today, to nullify yourself? Like I took this young man and said, you did a wonderful thing, but if you would have listened to the Rambam, I would have the opposite to do. Cash the money in 10,000 single dollar bills and give 10,000 in the sinners. It's killing you. That's Lishma. He doesn't want to accept it. He wants to do what is coming. I understand it. If let's call it in our thing, is it modern Orthodox, I have to understand it, I have to do it. If not, I have nothing to do with it. I could only do what you understand. It means that, yes, you could do it. You enjoy it, do it. But you should know the goal is to come to Lishma. And therefore, when how we're celebrating, we say, Neiros HaLod, there's no Yontev, like Hanukkah, is so much Torah, so much creation, so much involvement, 8 days, Nocha. And do we say, Neiros HaLod, I'm the Neir Hashem Nishma Sodom, Koideshem, we are holy. You're part of Hashem. And this is called Hashem. Yes, take advantage, grow. But don't use it for you. If you use it for you, that contaminated the Shemen. Shemen is the Neshama. Shemen is the Mitzvah. And it's Kodesh, it's Gewaldig. That's what we celebrate Hanukkah. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. And that we felt. We don't expect it anymore. So now comes Amalek. Amalek says, Amalek is very sophisticated. I understand. You don't exist. Forget it. Hashem does not need you. There's two avoid the Zoras, two head avoid the Zoras in the council of avoid the Zoras. We said Paro and Amalek. In Hadasket, it's called Markulis and Po'oir. Markulis is glory, is honor, is covet. There's a statue, they throw many stones. Covet, liyoyri, the shloi lishmo, you cultivate the shloi lishmo, but you never peek to the lishmo, you never give it over. You're worshipping Markulis, that's Paro. That's Timikol Hashmanim, that's Yovan. What is Amalek? Amalek is Po'oir. What is Po'oir? Everything ends in the sewer. Everything is garbage, eat and drink, because many dry, and you're nothing. Po'oir means nothing. You are nothing. There's a God, there's everything who needs you. There's no Lishma, there's no Shalom Lishma. We just objects are just like a squirrel, a dog, a cat, and there's a man in this and this and that and that. That's just called void. And what does it help us? It tranquilizes our guilt. We suffer from guilt. After all, we are a Tzelem Elohim. We are a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we all know how good we feel when we do our mitzvah. How good he felt, this young man, after he did his beautiful project of 10,000, I'll give it over to his neighbor, they never know. He felt so good. He felt so good. He gets so intoxicated with that you could never be able to do something which he does not feel good. Do it Lishma. The success of the Shalom Lishma does not allow you to come Lishma. But the Amalek's part is, be a hippie, be a punk, there's nothing there, we are garbage, we are absolutely nothing. Everything is spoiled. You get rid of your guilt. Don't think and don't feel bad. We're all cats. There are nothing. There are nothing there. That is addictive. That's like drugs. It's mother temple about poet. When Moshe Rabbeinu cultivated us a whole year to get to Mamat Har Sinai, all Shiloh Lishma, ובמאמר תרסילה ויהת אנוך השם אלוקךו אשר תסי אנדירת took you out בשביל לנברא עולם. That you didn't understood. For me alone, yes. That also the Shema. If you didn't hear it, you fell. You fell into the midbar with Amalek. Where are Amalek? Amalek says, "Hayash Hashem b'kirbeinu, Hashem this pnimi as heaven shoma." He said, "It doesn't believe in it." And what was the end in the midbar? Nitzmadetem lebal pa'oil. V'no ismayo, do whatever you want. Don't feel guilty. Nosi beYisrael because becomes. A megafa, 24,000 people die already. Letzonos, a plague of aroyas. And it's okay. Why? You drugged up. That's poor. That's addiction. It's martyrdom. That's addiction. So where are we today? We are all addicts. We all justify what we do. Our shlodishma is fully justified. We feel good about our shlodishma. And we don't believe that the shlodishma is only a stepping stone to come to a point of lishma. So when you live on the Shaloi Lishma feeling good, you become an addictive to it, you cannot give it up. You're not ready for Mashiach. That's what's called Mechiras HaMolek. You have to take a Molek to understand, you have to start thinking about Lishma. Now how do you do that? So, Yikai Chesachanis Miyad HaMitzri. How is a Molek working? Hetzach Hadas. Pulling away our mind, don't think, and we run away from ourselves, we become addictive to it. What do we have to take against that? How does it do it? With technology. Technology is an unbelievable tool that solves all your problems. With a push of a button, you go into your fantasy world. But technology teaches me something else too. You know what technology teaches me? There's a program. There's a program. You're pushing a button. It's not pushing a button to see the movie. There's something behind it. But you push a button, a whole program comes up. Question, who put in the software, the program? The whole world is one giant computer, and there's giant mega computers with big companies ran on the same computer. Could be United Airlines, with Eastern Airlines, with Chase Manhattan Bank. They don't have to have everyone own the computer. There's one big giant computer, and everyone has his password, and nobody could enter in somebody else's business. We all run on one computer, whatever this is, a private business. This world is one giant computer, and Hashem created me as his partner, and made the program exclusively to me. Technology teaches me to believe something which is not imaginative because I see it works. My tefillin, what produces, is not your tefillin. My tefillin of today is not of yesterday. As the Anshe Knesset Gedolos says the Nefesh HaChaim, Rechaim Volozhin, 200 years ago, the Anshe Knesset Gedolos with his Ruach HaKodesh, they programmed our tefillin, our prayers, to the every Jew, to the last Jew, to every Jew, to the end of the generations. My shachras is not yesterday's. My shachras is your shachras. Chavul shvili nivra, your oil and oil, your full world. That's a very imaginary thought, but the system proves it to me. It happened to me 4 years ago. I gave a series of lectures in Manhattan to total secular people. Total secular people. I gave a series of 5 lectures. It was called Jewish Philosophy. And at the 5th lecture comes over to an elderly lady and says to me, "Rabbi, do you really believe the Bible story that Noah built the ark and he put into the ark the whole, all the animals, all things for a whole year lived in the ark in that dimension of 300 times 500? Do you really believe that?" He said, "Absolutely. That is truth." "Rabbi, you're very logical. I can't believe that you believe it." "I can't believe you're such a logical person. I can't believe that you believe it. I can't believe that you believe it." I said, "Absolutely, I believe it." And it came to my mind, says, "Lady, if somebody would tell you 50 years ago, they take a plastic chip, 1 inch or 1 inch, and document on it the entire New York City library, would you believe it?" "No." "So what is the biggest miracle? Take the New York City library and document it on a plastic chip of an inch by inch, or the Noah, the Ark of Noah?" "So, but you see, we believe because it works." "Lady, it works. Today we see the technology shows what the thought is, what the word is. We're busy to have to understand it, have to feel it." You know, there's two diseases, unfortunately, which was used to be very rare, and unfortunately becomes more and more common. One is called the Alzheimer, losing your mind. physically okay, everything fine, all the organs work very well, but you're losing your mind. Your mind just comes dead. The other one's called ALS, unfortunately. ALS is nivun shirim, that your muscles temporarily die, they don't work, you can't swallow spit of your mouth. The only thing remains, you could move your eyeballs, and your brain works clearly. I visit those people. There's Rebbetzin Carmela in Yerushalayim, she used to give lectures, and that's 3 years, and she went down. And what did they do? When she's coming down, you get the bacteria of the ALS, and say, so the Choshev Rebbe in America, the Kalev Rebbe, Choshev Rebbe, for 34 years, he did so, he went around giving lectures all over the world, on his own expense. Unfortunately, he became, got the ALS, I still heard him speaking. So when he goes down, they said, you prepare. So what did he do? Carmela, she spoke in to a computer with her voice, all the letters and statements. She had a little child, how to talk, how to communicate, she put it in. And later, they work on the computer, there's a screen in front of them, there's the ABCs in front of them, it's all kind of symbols, and she looks with the eye, she gives command, the computer prints, gets emails, throws emails, gets blessing, fully functioning with the eye and with the brain. Nothing else works. Okay? And Carmela even says statements. She writes me, she makes a whole statement, gets a mental, and with her voice, the statement comes out. What do we see? Paroi, Yovan, all the Golos, they were ALS. They killed us, they liquidated us, did everything they do. But they could never take away our brain. We all survived. Hashmoen, we survived. Then physically, Hitler took everything away. That's all ALS. The strong Debes HaMikdash, all the things. But the brain remained. Along with the brain, we are here back. Amalek, but it takes us all summer. All the materialism is there. You're sophisticated, big business people, Bnei Torah, everything. The brain doesn't function. There's no lishma. There's Alzheimer's. Ruchnizdik, we don't believe that it exists in us, the pneumias. That's Amalek. In what takes it away? Davka, the success of the body. Everything is there. The world is there. Roichav al chamor, you're riding over the materialism of the world. You take advantage of every part of the technology of the world, the sophistication of the world. And that takes away our real mind, that Yitzelem Elohim, be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shlodishma is so rich and so tasty and so there that you can't believe there's such a thing as Lishma. And I'm going to finalize with that. And therefore we're not happy. You're using that technology to get away from that. And that is addictive and smart about poet. So in order to pray for Mashiach and to get a taste of the Lishma, we have to start to detach ourselves from our addiction. Not only from forbidden things. Hesach Hadas, kosher Hesach Hadas. Any Hesach Hadas that gives me peace of calmness, which is not productive, doesn't bring me to the Lishma. And therefore people are not happy. The more the people are not happy, the more they run away from them. So we have to light up the Chanukah candles and say, those are holy, and neighbors are holy, I'm holy, my mitzvah holy, I can't use it, I can't benefit from it, I don't have the lishma. And for that we're going to go to Purim, and therefore the truth of the matter, Purim was before Chanukah, but we're celebrating after Chanukah, before Pesach, because Pesach is our Mashiach. Because Chanukah is Mashiach by Yosef, that we failed. That we have Hashem Mashiach by David, only Roich of Al-Chamor, I'm not more than a donkey, how do you get rid of Amalek? You drink at the lo yodam orihom lo borich mordchai. I don't know the difference. I'm happy because I'm a Jew. That's the lishma. The Jew lishma. Goes back 200 years ago, was a rabbi from the Polish rabbis. It's called Avrom Mitchechenov. He was an Ashkenaz. And later became a rabbi, big Polish Jews. He had a chavrusa with him, grew the whole life in Avodas Hashem. He didn't become a Rebbe. So you ask him, why would you zoche to become a Rebbe in Einad? We are on the same level. So you ask him, tell me, where had you ever encounter with Hashem, a gilu elukus, a kiss, embracement of Hashem? Had you ever had a climax with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says, once I succeeded, it is void of sin. Hashem gave me a kiss, I had a climax with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's gone, I can't get it back. So I believe you, it's a wonderful feeling to have a klaus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I, every morning when I get up, I remind myself, Hashem says to me, Avrumele, I want you to put on tefillin for me. That gives me a joy a million times over all your fantasies. I'm serving Hashem. As you show me with voice of a tzivonu, you commanded me to put on tefillin. That's what Shema. Put away all the sides. Yes, in Golos, but the other one, we had to need the Shoresh. Moshe Rabbeinu has to help us. But now before Mashiach, that we see we all addicted in Amalek with technology. Forget about it. Shoresh is not going to work. The only thing you could throw away is the Shoresh, which is addictive. There's Ruchnes Nika Shoresh. Start concentrating. And because you command me, it's a program, and especially as the Nefesh Chaim says, Hashem program for every individual, an individual program. My tefillin is not like your tefillin. When will I see my production? And of the modest like pinim, Mashiach will come. Everyone sees his own world, which he ran. You got to get up in the morning. Moshe was out to be nishmosi. Have a whole. You become a partner, masi. Put away the shalom lishma. Do it lishma. Don't benefit. You have no. You're doing emes lamitoi, not because I'm enjoying it, because I know it's a program. And that same amolek which takes away my mind with technology, I'm using technology to prove how important that is. That you don't, when you push a button, don't believe what you're pushing a button. When you make a mitzvah, don't believe what you're doing. What you're doing, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu put into that. Use that technology as advice to grant some amolek. To throw away that, yes, I'm pushing buttons all day long, every machshava, every thought, everything which I think, you're gonna see it over there. To the point, the Nefesh Chaim says, we all know about the destroyed of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says in Gittin, what did Titus do? It wasn't not just to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They went against Hashem. What did he do? He took a prostitute, a Zoyne, went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and made her take a Sefer Torah, the Odin wasn't there anymore, took a Sefer, and made the Aveir on her. Says the Nefesh Chaim, he didn't do it. A guy cannot do whatever he wants. The screen shows you pictures. They can't pick and choose what they want to show you. Why you're projecting, that's what he shows you. So they know why, what he did, Titus did. That when you take in that prostitute in your own Kodesh HaKodoshim, in your own brain, Neshomo Shebemoichi, in my brain, that's my Kodesh HaKodoshim. And you take on that prostitute in your mind, comes a modic exit out on the screen. Who did it? You did it. That's technology. You're pushing, we say the results. What are you thinking? If the ALS patient could speak to you with his thought, with the vision of the eyes, so I use the tool of a modic, which is technology, which makes us all addicted. We don't begin to who we are. I say the depth of this tool of technology is why. What does it mean, a program? What does it mean, a thought? What does it mean, a vision of an eye? You're making physical things. You're creating worlds and destroying worlds. I use technology to prove it, how important my thoughts are, my vision are. As the Nefesh Chaim says, expelled that Hadar, he said such a thing 200 years ago, with today you see it black and white. That every feeling is good programmed, every vision is good programmed, everything is happening in the world. And that's why it's Chayvad on Vishwini Livre Oilam. Anything which is happening, my Rebbe used to say, a religious person is not supposed to read any newspaper, not even religious newspapers, only headlines. Headline is done by Hashem. Who makes headlines? Hashem. He makes everything, right? Commentaries, you have to make. Don't read somebody else's commentaries. There's a tsunami, there's a Kabbalah, there's a Pigua, there's a... What is the message to me? Make your own commentaries. Hashem is acting. That's what you're making. Hashem makes headlines. You see the screen. Who did it? Make your own commentaries. Chavsam used to say, there's an earthquake in China. Thousands of people die. You have to... What did Bishvili Nivra Oilam? But today, all the headlines which is happening, where am I in the picture? What do I have to do? We have to think a little bit more lishma, more beyond on that. It's a total metaphysics. The technology shows me the total for mind, what it could do. And that is Mechias HaMolek. In other words, we have to be Mashiach ben David. We are Niyim. Forget about your Shloi. It's very good to have the Shloi Lishma, but you know, the goal of the Shloi Lishma, to come to that Lishma. That younger man who spent $10,000 made a beautiful, beautiful Shloi Lishma. It's a mitzvah, But the Rambam says, no, go higher from that. If you did that, the Shlishma, you're going to be zoichet to appreciate, and it happened. The Gemara tells me today, I'm come to shul, if a Shnor missed me, didn't come over to me, I ran after him. I'm not going to miss such opportunity again. Because the Shlishma brought the Shema. Should be zoichet. So the old Chanukah is to light up the candles, that the Shloi Lishma, but you have the nails in Kodeshem, there is Kedusha in that, but Eilon Rishus Lishtamash, you're not doing it because I'm using it for me. I'm doing it for you, because the Toch Shloi Lishma, Kodeshma. You're going to do that, we're going to be Zoych, it's a Puri Meister Shef Tzuchi, it's a Monik, we made it, we made it.